Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We welcome the great Ron Jaworski. Good morning, Joss.
Good morning, Joe. Yes, I did play with some great wide receivers. My dear friends, Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick, they made my life a lot easier.
Sure did. So, Joss, I believe the heart of the matter here is that AJ is trying to figure out how much longer he can take it. Do you agree with that? And if so, you heard my list there of take it, running a lot, hurts conservative, stuff like that. Do you agree with that assessment?
Not being around the team in the locker room and understanding the true personality of every player, it's hard to make that evaluation as an outsider. But I will say, in general, wide receivers that are worth their salt want the football. You mentioned Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick. I know they wanted the football. I know they wanted it. It was up to me to manage that to a certain degree and make sure that we got them in place, called, designed to get them the football. Sometimes you have to ad lib and change all about the line of scrimmage, do the things necessary to get them active in the game. But I got to be honest with you, Joe. I don't think AJ is doing a really good job of getting open. I go through the tape, went through last night again, and he's struggling to get open, to get separation. The deep ball winning wasn't there against Tampa Bay, where he had one-on-one on the outside. Now, the throws weren't the most accurate from Jalen, but I think the chemistry is just off a tad, and I think it'll come together again. But as far as being a deep receiver, I just think he wants football.
All right, Jaws, let's talk about the getting open thing, because we heard what you and Jason Avant said post-game, and we played it a few times yesterday. So I'm curious, and I know the tape can't prove this, if he's diminished athletically, currently injured, a little banged up from the knee last year, do you sense that he's a lesser player than he had been in his first three seasons? Do you sense that he's not running as hard because he's frustrated? I know it's unprovable with the tape, but what do you think is going on with him not being open as much?
Well, I don't know about injuries. I don't know about any of that stuff. I just go on what the tape tells me, and that means he's not getting open. They're trying go routes or trying dig routes, and he's just not getting open. And you reverted to Jason Avant and I speaking about where the balls are thrown. And the two deep balls, one up the left side and one up the right side, and were literally both out of bounds because he did not give Jalen room to throw the football. We call it the box, 5 yards from the sideline and in, down the field. And he's throwing the ball pretty much 5 yards outside the box because when you look at what AJ's doing, he's running right up the sideline. There's no room to throw the football. And he just not willing to give Jalen room to throw the football into. That window just isn't there.
And what part of what we saw there is Jalen is so risk averse. As a quarterback, he's not willing to take the chance of even keeping that ball in bounds, it seems, Juz. Part of what makes him so good, part of what makes our team so good, part of why we're 20 and one in the last 21 games is Jalen doesn't put the ball at risk. But does he need to put the ball at risk more, Jaws?
No. Hey, the number one stat in the National Football League is turning the football over, in my opinion. Going into the games this weekend, I don't have my stats after last night, but the teams that protected the football were 27-5. In other words, one or better in the turnover category, 27-5. To me, that's the number one stat. You take care of the football. I think Jalen Hurts understands that, taking care of the football. He's not going to put the ball in harm's way. He knows he's got a very good defense. He knows special teams are the hottest in the NFL right now. He knows this offense is going to turn around. But think back to last year, prior to the bye week last year, he had thrown an interception in 8 straight games. The team was 2-2. For whatever reason, I think the light went on, although I'm sure he knew it all the time. But he was not going to put the ball in harm's way. He was not going to turn the football over. And the result has been, as you just said, 20-1, John. So I think if you protect the football, you give yourself the best opportunity to win football games.
We haven't discussed much. We have discussed a lot about the offensive line struggling this year. What we haven't discussed, Jaws, is Saquon has been a liability at times in pass protection. How hard are defensive coordinators making it on Saquon to protect Jalen?
Well, I think to a certain degree, so, you know, we know that Todd Bowles, the head coach and maybe the defensive genius for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, always presents problems for our blocking schemes. And I mean, I go through that tape, I'm seeing every exotic blitz you can imagine, from a corner cat, which is a blitz from a corner off the outside, to safety blitzes up the middle. I mean, he was coming from every angle that you can imagine. He does a really good job with it. And he was doing it a lot of times, only 4 men rushing, so that creates a real problem. Yeah. Because you could drop 7 into coverage. It was just very, very creative. And I think that'll probably open up some things for Eagles opponents down the road, what Todd Bowles did. But again, when you're bringing corner cats and blitzes, they're not always blitzing the quarterback. They're blitzing the run as well.
Sure.
Blitzing the bounce to the outside to get to the edge. As you know, John, a lot of runs are designed to bounce to the outside. But if a corner cat is coming, that the corner's standing there waiting to make a tackle. So
yeah.
I think defenses are certainly shutting down the run. I mean, Saquon averaging 3.1 yards per touch is crazy. This offense in the rushing game, 3.5 yards per rush, is crazy. There's way too much talent. Although I'm gonna be honest, and I always am, I don't think his offensive line is playing up to their capability right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So here's what's tricky for me, Juz. Right now, what we got from that defense was a lot of 2 deep safeties, what they call the shell-type defense, where that's supposed to protect against the deep ball. We are familiar with that because we see it a lot out of our defense. You know, protect against the deep ball, 2 deep safeties a lot of the game. But doesn't that mean, with those safeties both out of the box, that we should be able to run the football? Why can't we run the football when the defense is in looks that we previously had all sorts of yardage against? I mean, we were hitting our head on the goalpost with Saquon if you dared keep 2 deep safeties previously, right, Jaws?
No question about it. And Saquon needs some room. Every running back needs room. Like I said, the 3.1 is just mind-boggling. But I'll give Vita Vey and that Tampa Bay defensive line some credit. You know, that guy is a plugger, man. You can't move him. He's a fire hydrant in there. And he handled the interior of our offensive line pretty much himself. That's a pretty good defensive line in Tampa. But I think when you look at overall, the general feeling in the running game, it just hasn't clicked right now for various and sundry reasons. Missed blocks, guys getting bowled over, missing holes. But and teams doing a better job with discipline in the running game. More or less put that picket fence up there rather than penetration. Now, there are times you want to penetrate. There are times you just want to put that picket fence up there and give a running back nowhere to go. But if you simplify it, this offensive line just must play better. That's what it boils down to.
Ron Jaworski with us here, Jaws, every Tuesday, 7:25 to about 7:40 or so. So, Jaws, I want to get to a big picture topic with the Eagles, and it kind of gets to the heart of how good are they. Now, I think they're one of the two best teams in football, them and the Bills, and we know they have one of the two teams, you know, the 4-0, which is great. It's a great fact. It's the reality. But I want to give you another fact that you may not know. A lot of people listening may not know. The Eagles are only the second team in the last 90 NFL seasons to start 4-0 and be outgained in yards in all four games. Only the second team in 90 years outgained in all four games starting 4-0. If you take away Brandon Mann running into the end zone for that safety, which obviously had them lose yards, if you just discount that play, because obviously that was for the purpose of you know, running out the clock, the Eagles in the four games, other than that play, have been outgained by 298 yards in four games. Jules, what's your reaction to that fact and what it may represent for how good they truly are overall?
Well, I think those are all great numbers, Joe, and you know, that's where you've got to look at the numbers. You look at them, what do they tell you? Now, what it tells me is we've struggled to win football games. The key word is win. We are winning football games. And football is a complementary game. Offense, defense, and special teams. You look at what the special teams have done right now, it's been just remarkable that Michael Clay and Tyler Brown have put together a special teams group that is winning football games. So there's all three components of the game. But hey, we got to be realistic here, too. We're not going to win against the really good teams moving forward with 138 yards passing per game. I was, at the end of that game Sunday, I just couldn't believe we did not complete a pass in the second half of the game. It was a real head-scratch to me. We did not complete a pass in the second half of an NFL game. That's alarming to me. And that should be alarming to everybody. And that should be alarming to the coaches. They've got to clean that up.
Yeah.
They've got to clean it up. 4-0, I'm thrilled. I'm raising my hands right now. Whoopee! We're 4-0. But there's some real caution lights blinking right now that we've got some corrections to make if we expect to get where we want to be. That's win the world championship again.
Sure. And Jaws, I'll say this. Last year, they won ugly often and won that championship. 2 years ago, they were winning ugly and fell apart. And I think a lot of people will remember right before the collapse in 23, they had 5 out of 6 games in which they had been outgained by 95 yards or more. And they just kept winning. And we were wondering, boy, I wonder if it's going to catch up to them. And boy, oh boy, it did. So it's just something for everyone to be aware of because, you know, this is an amazing fact. If you take away the man, you know, safety, 298 yards in four games. Hmm. That's hard to do.
Wow.
Go ahead, John.
Hey, Joe, as you're talking, I'm looking at my notes. A couple things I wrote down. The tempo must be picked up on offense. There's two slow wides of the huddle. There's a panic at the line of scrimmage, and that's got to be cleaned up. The communication from play calling to the guys upstairs in the booth, there's got to be better communication, get the play in a lot quicker. There seems to be too much panic at the line of scrimmage as the clock winds down. But the good thing is what I love is this team in the red zone, and I'm a big red zone guy. They're the best team in the NFL in the red zone. That helps you win football games. And they're number 8 on third down, which to me is the money down. So there's some we talk a lot of the negatives, and hey, that's everyone's right to do that. But there are a lot of really good things happening. There are reasons why we're winning.
Yeah, situational football, we're doing really well in that aspect.
You got it, John.
We haven't talked about the defense. Kelee Ringo just started and played a whole game, and we barely talked about him at all. How well did he play, Juz?
He gave a solid game. I was I'm still scratching my head. You're going, they did not attack him. I have no idea why they wanted to go after Quinion Mitchell, who played phenomenal and didn't attack
Kelee
Ringo.
Because they love that Ibuka guy, I guess.
I guess.
Jeez. I mean, Ibuka's great, but Quinion just put him.
He was beat. You know, what they like to say, the eye in the sky does not lie. And when I look at the All-22, Kelee was beaten a few times, but Baker was going the other way.
Yeah. Jones, the Broncos, next opponent. How good are they?
They're a growing team. I mean, they're going to be a threat. Bo Nix is a special kind of quarterback. He's going to be special. Let me put it that way. But they're a team, You know, you're coached by Sean Payton, you're going to get a disciplined team, you're going to get a creative team, and you're going to get the team that battles your butt off for 60 minutes. So it'll be a very entertaining game on Sunday.
All right, Jaws. Good stuff as always, my man. We'd love having you on the program. Film breakdown perspective. It's awesome. Thanks, Jaws.
Right, I'll see you tonight, Joe.
You got it, pal. I'll see you, Jaws. Thanks, Jaws. Appreciate that very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.